The topics we're learning about include, after suggesting that Rabbi Eliezer holds Zev is a Goyim Aser, when a Mutter and Aser item produce something together, the product is Aser, the Gemara gives two possible sources where we see that Rabbi Eliezer holds Zev is a Goyim is Aser. The Gemara then discusses the exact condition of the wood that it is certainly Mutter to benefit from, the condition of wood that it is certainly Aser to benefit from, and the condition of wood that is subject to machlokes. The Gemara then talks about a fire fueled by hektish wood and what effect it may have on the bread that is baked with it. This leads to a brief discussion of the Isser Me'ilah. The Daf concludes by showing two different ways that Rabbi Yehuda might derive from Noiser that the only valid way to destroy chametz is by burning it. Both are rejected, the last one from a ruling of Rabbi Yehuda himself. Some of the key terms and concepts we will discuss in today's Daf include Halacha k'Rebbe mechavei roi v'loi mechavei rov. We pass on like Rebbe vis-a-vis an individual, but not vis-a-vis a group. Me'ilah is violated when somebody unintentionally uses hektish items for his own benefit. Noiser are the parts of a carbon that are left over past the time that they may be eaten, and therefore must be burnt. Kol din shetchilasi lahachmer v'soifoi lahakol ein edin. Any kal v'chomer that is used to teach a chumrah but can also lead to a kula is not a valid kal v'chomer.